As Congress deliberates the future of the Affordable Care Act, the issue is causing literal anxiety for some here in Maine. As Patty White reports, some therapists say they are seeing a spike in patients with significant fears about losing their health care coverage.
It was the middle of the night, election night, when Ruth Dean woke up to check the results. They weren't what she expected.
When I saw that it was Trump, I burst into tears. And I started saying things like, oh no, what's going to happen with our health care?
Before the Affordable Care Act, Dean spent the better part of 7 years without insurance. She and her husband run a guitar-making business in South Portland. Whenever she shopped for insurance plans, she says they were unaffordable.
The cheapest plan I could get for our family of five was $1,500 a month with a $15,000 deductible. It was more than our mortgage. It was more than sending our kid to college, more than our groceries.
But with an ACA Marketplace plan, Dean now pays around $120 a month to cover most of the family. Her two younger children are on Maine Care. Insurance coverage brought peace of mind for Dean, but she says that's evaporated as President Trump and congressional Republicans plan to dismantle the law. And she worries constantly.
Oh, every day. Every day in the news, we just don't know if what Trump is going to do. We don't know if we're going to be without health care tomorrow.
Dean hasn't sought professional help to address her fear, but others have.
Over the past 10 years or so, I have seen this slow increase in anxiety related to health care, access to it, and ability to afford it.
Amy Davenport is a licensed professional counselor in Bangor.
But I must say that this year, I have seen a spike in anxiety related to having access to health care and or ability to pay.
Davenport says out of her caseload of about 40 people, around 65% have anxiety about losing health coverage. Another Bangor counselor, Dr. Christopher Garrison, has noticed a similar spike in about half of his patients.
They started to come forward with these anxiety, I would say, right after the election had occurred.
Garrison says the fear spreads across patients with ACA Marketplace plans, to those with employer-based plans that have rising premiums, to patients covered by federal programs.
And they're very concerned that even Medicare or Medicaid, that those programs will be cut.
Dr. Jeff Matranga, a psychologist in Waterville, says anxiety about access to health care has been around for a while.
In my observations in the last couple of years with the Affordable Care Act, that's gotten better. And now with the prospect of it being taken away and what will be replaced with, I do hear some comments about that.
Matranga says his patients express fears about President Donald Trump that go beyond health care. From scientists concerned that valid data will become politicized or obscured, to people dismayed that voters overlooked Trump's faults and sent him to the White House. In nearly 30 years of practice, says Matranga,
I've never seen this kind of a reaction to a presidential election.
It's a reaction that appears to bear out nationally. The American Psychological Association conducts an annual Stress in America survey. Over the past decade, says the association's Dr. Lynn Bufka, stress has declined. But in its most recent survey in January, Bufka says there was a statistically significant increase in stress. Two-thirds of Americans, both Democrats and Republicans, reported stress about the future of the nation.
And that was the first time we had a statistically significant increase.
Bufka says the source of anxiety typically is uncertainty. To cope, she says, it's important to think through options and prepare. And Bangor counselor Amy Davenport says therapists may need to follow their own advice.
As private practitioners, we're self-employed. So as providers, as anybody does self-employed, we're all worried about our access to health care and costs and what that's going to mean for our clients, for ourselves. So it's almost like we have double the stress on our shoulders.
Uncertainty is likely to build as congressional lawmakers face growing pressure to reach consensus on the fate of the Affordable Care Act and the next generation of healthcare policy in the Trump era. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.